Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, if you had a COVID-free weekend, there's a couple of different bits to point out to you of note this morning. I do want to start, though, with this story in the front of the Irish Times first today, warning Ireland may have to face waves of COVID-19 epidemics. Ireland may have to cope with repeated waves of COVID-19 epidemics until enough of the population is infected to provide possible herd immunity. This is according to new research out this morning. It's warning at best that there may be three more infection cycles before 60% of the population have the virus regarded as sufficient to provide potential herd immunity. This is according to the modelling analysis led by an Irish scientist at King's College in London. But it could take up to nine further waves of the infection and ensuring lockdowns before potential herd immunity is reached. This is under a second model developed then by Dr. Rosalind Moran and her fellow researchers. And the issue of herd immunity, of course, has been the subject of intense debate during the pandemic, with the World Health Organization warning in recent days that there was no proof yet that having had the coronavirus infection will confer immunity for a significant period of time. Just to note, though, as well, the current outbreak in Ireland is peaking around now, according to those researchers in King's College London. Their analysis, which estimates, they say, the eventual death toll between 1,008 and 1,250 here in this country. Again, Dr. Moran emphasising, though, that there is nothing set in stone about the modelling predictions in the research, which she says shows the need for Ireland to replicate South Korea's levels of testing for the virus and contact tracing for known cases. There's more on that story. Really interesting research this morning. Front page of the Irish Times and also inside the paper as well. Also interesting move to monitor passengers flying here being considered by the government. This is the front page of the Irish Independent this morning. All passengers arriving from overseas will be asked to register where they plan to self-isolate, and this is under proposals being considered by the government. The Irish Independent tells us this morning that stricter rules on people arriving into ports and the airports from abroad are being examined following controversy over the arrival of nearly 200 workers from Bulgaria into Ireland to pick fruit last week. And the proposals will involve those arriving into the country being asked to register their name and their location and where they're going to exactly self-isolate for the next fortnight in line with public health guidance. Also, temperature checks on passengers arriving into Ireland are also being mooted, along with checks by authorities to ensure that they are in quarantine. And then those who can't provide an address are going to be directed to one of the state's self-isolation centres, such as the 1,000-bed facility in the City West. Really interesting proposals. Front page of the Irish Independent. And the sources, also not with knowledge of the proposals, according to the Irish Independent, say that they would be considered at a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19. That's happening today. No decision has yet been made. We will, of course, keep you posted in further developments from that committee meeting later on today as well. But we want to hear from you this morning. If that is the case, what's your view? Should people have to say where they're going to stay when they arrive into the country? Interesting comments too from Simon Harris overnight. You may have heard it at the top of the news bulletin. He's raising concern that some people may be starting to break the lockdown rules. I did notice a little bit of fatigue, I have to say, starting to set in now. Conversations about people maybe going to meet up for a 2 metre distancing walk. There was definitely more people out walking, I have to say, over the weekend when I was out myself. We want to know if that's something you've noticed. You can let us know this morning as well on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also over the weekend, you heard Kieran mention it, the schools. Now, the Irish Independent reporting this morning, the front page of their paper, no firm plans have been drawn up for the reopening of the schools, but a roadmap is likely by the 5th of May. Senior government source telling the Irish Independent, in 2 weeks' time, people will need to know what the plan is around schools for the rest of the year, and that is the intention. And according to the paper, the source was responding to comments made by the Health Minister, Simon Harris, who said that he would like to see a partial reopening, such as maybe one day a week, in the interest of pupils' well-being. More on that story, front page of the Irish Independent. Also on the front page of the Examiner this morning, €1 on the price of a pint and a €10 COVID-19 supplement for a meal could be the way out of the economic crisis for many of the pubs and restaurants and for tens of thousands of people that they employ. This is according to Professor Alan O'Hearn, who's an advisor to the Centre Central Bank. He said economists are trying to grapple with ways for businesses like pubs and restaurants to start re-employing thousands of their laid off staff, and it seems unlikely that there'll be a big bang lifting of the social distancing, and the public health advice will likely be for a gradual sector by sector reopening of the economy. €1 on the price of a pint, a €10 supplement for a meal. You can let us know your take on that story too today. Also, just to point out, the Examiner's headline, their lead story this morning, COVID-19 outbreak at asylum seekers' hotel as well. More on that story front page of the paper this morning. Just a few other stories as well of note this morning. The story that caught my eye today actually is on the front page of the Telegraph. Wait until you hear this. Working parents should be reimbursed for childcare during coronavirus crisis. The Telegraph, this is in Britain now, tells us this morning that parents are facing up to 7 hours of extra childcare a day on top of working, raising questions over how they should be compensated. Parents who continue working through the lockdown should be reimbursed by the British government for the huge impact the extra childcare is having on their lives and their jobs. This is a study by the Institute of Fiscal Studies in Britain. And in the report that's been published this morning, the IFS has calculated the dual earning that families are having to share now, an extra 8 hours childcare a day caused by the closure of schools and restrictions on other activities that their children might have carried out during the day. It's pushing up the time parents have to spend either working or looking after their kids from 25 of their joint hours to 32. And according to the fiscal study in Britain, which is based on a comprehensive record of families' time use, they're now saying this morning that working parents should be reimbursed for childcare. We want to know, what's your view on that this morning? Basically, pay parents to mind their own kids when they're at home. If you've any review on that this morning, we want to hear from you. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories, though, that you're going to be talking about this morning, a number of independent TDs will meet with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil today. This is to discuss government formation. The two parties have agreed to form an administration together, but they're eight seats short, I should say, of a Dáil majority. You'll be hearing more about that over the course of the morning as well. Also inside the Independent, only one TD attended all 101 Dáil sittings last year. Just one deputy attended Leinster House on every single day that the Dáil was in session last year, according to new figures from the Houses of the Oireachtas. They show that the Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy was the only politician who registered for all 101 days in which the Dáil sat in 2019. And according to the figures in the Irish Independent, it is possible, though, that three other TDs, Fianna Fáil's Sean Haughey, Declan Brathnock and Independent Tommy Brohan, also had a full attendance on Dáil sitting days, but according to the Independent, their situation is unclear as records cease after they've logged 120 days attending Leinster House. And there's more on that story inside the Independent too this morning. A few of the other stories of note as well, just interesting stories online and inside the papers this morning. Also inside the Independent, prisoners binge watch Netflix, the crime hit Narcos. Robin Schiller writing this morning that Irish prisoners are getting Netflix streamed into their jail cells to help them cope with the coronavirus behind bars. And the inmates can now binge on movies and series for 12 hours a day because they're being kept in their cells for longer periods as part of the COVID-19 measures introduced by the Irish Prison Service. And the Netflix service has been rolled out in prisons across the country. And last week, inmates in a Dublin jail were treated to a marathon session of the popular shows Narcos and Ozark from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. More on that story, page 17 of the Independent. Also to point out, Waterford tops the national table for divorce applications. The county has shot up the top of the table when it comes to divorce applications, according to the latest figures from the Irish Court Service. And Waterford has leapfrogged Carlow and Dublin, which make up the rest of the top three based on divorce applications per head of population. And the new released details of the divorce and judicial separation for 2018 show there were 3,864 applications to the Circuit Court for divorce last year. Another 1,200 couples looked for a judicial separation, which can allow husbands or wives to part company in a more straightforward way. And just very finally, for for this morning. Teaching kids to tie their laces in a knot. This is according to the Daily Express. It can be difficult for parents. It's among the many challenges that trip up parents. Teaching their kids to lace their shoes is quite tricky. A poll listing the toughest tasks for parents says explaining how to whistle comes in second place, and lessons in how to use a knife and a fork come third, followed by how to ride a bicycle. A study of 2,000 mums and dads commissioned by the Professional Association
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The UK. Those